The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, happy birthday to John Scrivens. Hello, welcome to the Swag Game. I'm your host, Rob.
It's
welcome
not my
to
birthday.
Welcome to Stream Streak Day. It's not yours. Welcome to Stream Streak Day 204. I'm your host, Rob, and I'm joined today by Mr. Jonathan Serverus Scrivens. That's right, in the chat. Hey, John, how are you?
I am actually all right. I've got a bit of a headache because I'm reading a lot, and reading's quite hard for people like me.
A classic destruction player, if ever I saw one. Hello to everyone in the Twitch chat. Thank you to Cold Trap. Thank you for subscribing. Diachasm, welcome to the show. Gitly, just watch a 1,000 bat rep that proves that if you play really badly against Sons of Behemoth, you can win a game in AOS. That is true. I saw that same battle report. It tells you there is no selling out like selling out in a bat rep that you film and upload yourself. That's the worst form of selling out I've ever seen. But not the point of today's show. Hey to Big Goldfish, who I just left a moment ago at the arena. Prepping for next week's Super Series, John. Fucking nipples erect. Gun fingers ready. Oh!
I'm excited.
Who's going to get banned? Who's not going to get banned? Tell you what, won't be the Sons of Behemoth. And then... loads of stuff to talk about today. We saw all the previews from the Sons of Behemoth stuff last night. Man Who Reads Book plus Other Men Who Read Book. Although the pretenders to the Man Who Reads Book are not the real Men Who Read Book. Can we also the Men With Then talk about that? And then also both the Marine and Necron Codex have officially launched, and so we can discuss some of the inner trappings of those and their integration into the app. So that's some of the things we'll talk about today. While I paint. Custodies Bikers is the plan and answer questions
nice.
From the Twitch chat. It's a Saturday. I feel like Saturday, Sunday, the days I kind of take off from doing any actual content, and it's just us yammering away. Still settling in after 200 days of the stream streak. Can we talk about how cool Custodies Bikes are, though? Not these ones. These ones
are terrible. They're really good.
The ones from Forge World are the best ones.
I like the hot dogs more.
They're better. Like, the whole design of Custodies should be sleek and elegant, and like Eldar-esque, and then they just made boxy Imperium stuff.
Feel like it's they went, Forge World have done these cool models, we need to do our own plastic ones, but we can't just rip them off, we're going to do something adjacent, and they just didn't have a concept to really go with, so they just went, we'll steal Samael's bike, and that'll do.
Yeah, I do. I exactly think that. I think it's atrocious. I hate them. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to be shy
about
it today.
And you're going to use them.
However, while there are loads of good stories, I need to discuss, thank you, Owen, for bringing it up in the chat here, a couple of things. Number one, it's World Mental Health Day. Okay? So, I didn't know that. Owen rang me earlier, which is very, very lovely of him to check on me. Oh. I'm fine. I'm doing fine, thank you. I've got all my windows now. People have bought me jam sandwiches and takeaways this week. I am tippity top of Big Ben's cock, as they say. So I'm feeling great, and I'm really happy. But that means I just want to check on everyone else. John, are you okay? How are you doing? How's that lockdown going?
I'm good. I'm doing all right, actually. I got to do two games last night, and if I can play a game, that tends to mean my mental frame kind of survives for another week. That sounds quite simple, but it's just like getting to do my fun thing is nice. It keeps my brain kind of going, right, don't betray yourself just yet.
No, I get it. I hear you. Like, playing games is so fun, or even just looking forward to playing games is also fun as well. So, and if that's collecting. So if anyone out there is suffering, struggling, or anything, feel free to always let us know and reach out, or just join us live, do some chatting away. let me know how you all are and what's going on. And yeah, if you ever need anyone, always reach out and love each other. Which is why I've got a good news story. I'm going to start the show off with a good news story. Yeah? Here's a video of a puppy! No. Good news story is this. There's a, as described, as described. Oh, I'm good, but lost my hobby mojo, says K-Dread. Okay, no, I get that. I get that in a minute. Nikos, I'm much better than last weekend where I was having a tough time, but Warhammer friends have helped me get through. Smiley face, love heart. I want to say also a big shout out to Nick, who's just posted that in the chat. A couple of years ago when I was having a really tough time, having just left Games Workshop and lost the dogs, I was having like a super, super low time. And both Nick and Nathan took me out on different evenings, just like cheer me up and like chat to me about stuff, and super lovely. So not only is Nick super fit, with a dry wit that will hurt you.
The fittest.
He also is just a super lovely guy, so always be aware of that. Anyway, so Joe Pick, my last 6 weeks have sucked ass. I'm sorry about that, man. Jog PLC. Let us know if there's anything we can do, and we will. Hopefully this story will cheer you up. This is a great story. On TTS, a lot of the conversations happening currently on tabletop simulators, where you can play Age of Sigmar 40k or any sort of tabletop game, has been around the fact that people have been able to build armies that they don't own. For instance, you know, you could take 14 Scourgerunner chariots. You know, I don't think you'd take that many, but something similar, yeah, which is outrageous.
Cockatrices. You
know, well, you've blown the headline, John, but that's fine.
Cool. Yeah? I've been on Twitter this morning, sorry.
Yeah, you blew the lead, as they call it. It's atrocious. You can also, if you want to, as Adam, our Warhammer Freedom Fighter, which is now what we describe him as. Most people know Adam as someone who's run some TTS tournaments. He also was the coach for the Trollslayer team who played in the very first Super Series. He and his friends have collected enough money together to buy him what is possibly the dumbest army in the existence of all human history, in that it's a Beast of Chaos army containing 15 cockatrices. That's right, 15 cocks that he hasn't even painted. 15 naked cocks is what's currently going on.
Cocks.
Yeah, grey.
Grey shiny cocks.
Yeah, and he owns them physically now. They've translocated from TTS to physically being on the tabletop. It's an outrageous looking army. It does some outrageous shit. And it's amazing, and he's going to take it to tournaments, and I can't begin to describe how happy it makes me, John. John, have you ever fought off 15 cocks at once?
No, but I'm thinking there's a real opportunity here for him to tweak his list, to put some Beasts of Chaos in there, maybe like a Saigor or something equally as rubbish, and then it can be a cock and bull story.
I mean, yeah.
It'll probably be the worst thing to play as and against, but yeah, why not? Just to be able to say that at the beginning, then you'll get that best game vote each time.
Every
that's
time.
The real winning.
The thing is that it's actually it's actually a fairly competitive army as well. Like, it actually does some decent stuff. As described by Owen in the chat, he did 24 mortal wounds on turn one, which is not insignificant. Like, armies generally run around like 120, 130 wounds, so it's about a quarter, 20% of an army in mortal wounds in a go, which is fairly impressive. Yeah, yeah. And also, it takes a big pair of hands to manage that many cocks. That's what I've always thought. Yeah? Like, you've really got to...
You've got to be delicate, because they have some sharp points.
Yeah, they do.
You got to wear kid gloves.
They do. Are the cocks free range? I guess if they're Beasts of Chaos, they're free. They're chaotic cocks, at least.
No, they're
That's
bound
important.
To chaos. They're probably not. They're probably factory... they're probably made in a factory in Nottingham, Rob.
They are.
They've never seen daylight.
They've never seen daylight. They say the best cocks are in Nottingham anyway. That's what they would say. I'll ask Mark
the biggest star
on the show. That's true. That's true. So that's our good news story for the day. Hey, Will Dockerall. And I hope you guys, wherever you're listening to this, like, if your wife's like, are you listening to that cock guy again? Anyway. John, you picked up the Marine Codex today, didn't you?
Yes. I have read it all morning. Okay. And I'm just confused.
Apparently,
but that's
there's
just
some...
my standard status.
Will Dockerall says there's some deliberate mistakes in the Marine book. I wonder what that is. As Nikki DeWilliams says, there's someone who just woke up and need way more coffee after hearing this. That's fine. CV says it's... There's some information. Let's start with the Marine book. And the Necron book. So you picked up the Marine book. Did you get your code?
I did. And it did update eventually in the app.
Okay,
and
what
now
does
the
that
app
mean?
Runs really slow. So because I actually added it to my app yesterday, because I sneakily got my app, my code a little bit early. And it took ages, because obviously the way that they can update the app is they have to push through an update.
Right.
And depending on which phone you're using, depends on whether you're going to get that update straight away, whether it's Apple or an Android.
So I read about this yesterday. I read that they've announced that they pushed out the update, and then I read some of the comments on the thread, which were like, I'm not going to say they were the most positive I've ever read. If I'm honest with you, they weren't like blinding as comments.
Nah.
But I did. I screenshotted one. I'm just going to try and find it. Because Gavin Walk on Facebook, to give him to quote him, said, "Yeah, so from reading the comments, it seems the update broke the app for everyone. Let's hope this is fixed soon." Warhammer 40,000 replied, "There does appear to be an issue affecting a number of Android users. We're looking into this and hoping to get this resolved as soon as possible. Thumb." And then I just thought, how fucked is that? That you can't just buy a digital version of the book and the app is shit. But at least the physical book is not shit, right?
It's actually a really nice book. As a whole, you look at it and go, they've put some effort into that. There's some design concepts used on it where it follows some actual logic as well. It is a bit too heavy. I'm going to say that much. Like, this thing is probably the thickest one I've had yet of a Games Workshop book. And at the minute we get a second or third book to put on top of this, it's a lot to carry around. Not like I can carry it around on a tablet anymore, right? So I have to take this to a game.
No, you don't. You've unlocked it in the app.
Well, not if I want to actually read it quickly.
Oh, why? What's wrong with the app for reading it quickly?
So my biggest...
You're the reviewer, John.
Already, like,
John, this is... I'm out. You're time for a John Scriven's review, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see how he does.
It's shit. No, it's actually... It's all right. It does the basics. It's the very basics of it. So if you want to look up, say, a captain on a bike, you'd think, okay, I'm going to go to data sheets. And, oh, no, it's alphabetical. It's not in any order. It's alphabetical.
I mean,
so my logic would be, right, you do it in the order of the book. So, like, HQ's alphabetically and something like that, or broken down in that sort of structure. But it's not. So hopefully they'll add that in eventually if we all complain enough. But, yeah. And half the weapons aren't appearing. And the minute you start looking at things, I'll show you on here, but as I start scrolling, that's actually going at half speed, which I find really awkward considering I've got quite a fancy phone. This is an expensive phone, and it's absolutely spanking it somehow.
Have you done that? Some people are like, I mean, this isn't that serious a review. Have you done that thing where you can actually test to see how much resource it's using from your phone? Because one of the really big things is app optimization, both for the actual like physical components like the RAM, memory, but also for like the battery. Has anyone done anything about that?
Well, I can tell you that it's equally as bad as the UK NHS tracking app, because that's rinsing my battery already. So between the two of them, I didn't have a battery by the end of yesterday.
They're both using spreadsheets, I think.
Google Docs.
So you put the code in last night.
Yeah.
You typed the code in, then what happened?
I had to update the app. The app needed to be updated before it would appear as well, which I thought, fair enough. The information's not kind of something they can just flick a switch on. They have to do an actual full app update, which feels a bit backwards, but sure. It's because they're not doing it through microtransactions and stuff. So that's them sidestepping Apple and stuff. Makes it harder for them to update it as well, I think. And they have updated stuff like, so for me, my old, if I was playing my Dark Angels, I'd take these two fuck off books. Now these are gone and replaced with this. That is now in the app as well. I printed it out because I was like, if I've got to wait till January to like get an actual book, these are actually in the app as well.
These
are the Index Astartes, and then it's Blood Angels, Black Templars, Dark Angels, and everything. And it's got all of the data sheets they've updated, so it is all up to date finally.
But can you print from the app?
No, that would be too useful, Rob. this is the the piece of paper I'm holding right now. This is the one off the Warhammer community website. That's a PDF with the FAQs, which I thought I'll need it because if I'm playing the game and my phone runs out of battery because all the apps are doing everything they can do possibly to throttle it, I need to know my rules. And I'm not taking the old books just in case because I'm not getting a pen out and going, right, this is now three
wounds.
There
we go. All my old Hammer Bros in the chat who were like, books, pen and paper. Your time has come. Yeah, your time has come. There are too many apps. Nathan was right. There are too many websites and there are too many apps. Like, it's just got too far. We had a question in the chat from Fear Sean. Need advice. I've got a Forge or Tower model with fins on it, but I keep breaking the fins. How do I stop breaking them? Or can I strengthen them to stop breaking, please? I honestly have got no idea, bud.
So if they're being attached by you just gluing them and it's resin on resin, what I would recommend you do is pin them. That should limit the amount they'll snap off because that should strengthen the join.
Yeah, okay. There's some advice from Scrivo. I'm not going to... I don't know. And also, Born Again Manchild says, and I think it's a fair point, he says, when you review the app as okay... From a man that Rob convinced to spend his weekend in a tiny hot crawl space as the tech guy for the TSN, when you say it's okay, then maybe it's terrible.
I'm quite tolerant.
But we give you water. Oh, the fridge came today, John. So now we can get water, which is exciting.
Great. Yeah. Do you know what we could put in that fridge, Rob? Let me just put this in the chat. Water bottles, water bottles.
Wait, we've got some honest Wargamer water bottles.
Yeah.
Wait, did you actually get them on order? Finally, John.
Sorry, I've been busy doing all the podcast work that you didn't want to do.
Wow. This is James said this
morning.
James said this would never happen.
Yeah. Do you know what it took, Rob? He went, I'm not doing all that shipping. And I went, fine, I'll do it.
Oh my God, I'm going to order one. Oh, shit. Okay, so on at Hydro Homies, if you are listening to the podcast, you can now pick yourself up. John will include the link in the show notes below. There's John is Scrivo, says Zide Guy, but not John, who is Jonathan Etland, who is the Swedish John, which is different to John, who organizes Bobo, who's different to Johnny, who also organizes Bobo. So try not
and
to.
And John
confused.
That used to do Warhammer World events. There's lots of Johns in the community.
That is pretty fun. You can get yourself a water bottle. Oh, nice. Okay, so the codex came out, and it's laid out really nicely, you said.
Yeah. I'm sure the narrative is great in it. I am quite a narrative sort of lore person, but I've skimmed it, because there's only so many times you can read about the First Company and battle companies and all that sort of jazz. But it does go into some details on war zones. So I feel like this is kind of a precursor to Vigilus. So those sorts of events where they go, here's a campaign book and we're going to do something about that. It touches on a few different ones of those and then successor chapters that have gone to them. So there's this war zone, Sisoa, and it shows that the Black Templars, Mantis Warriors and Fists are there. So it then shows places physically the chapters are as well. So it's giving you somewhere to start if you're writing out where your army's going and fighting. You can look at a map and go, we're there in the galaxy. Cool.
All right. So there's been some questions in the chat, John.
So
Will Dockrell's pointed out the fact that in the printed version, I don't know if you want to go to this, the upgrades for your characters, Master of the Chapter and all that.
So in the Battleforged section.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure. There.
yes.
It is the points are different to maybe... They're different in different places.
Uh-huh. So there's points there for Masters of the Chapter. If I scroll to the back of the book where the points are...
Well, it's Chapter Command.
Yeah. Chapter Command. 30 points. So, right, if you're a captain going to a Chapter Master... Oh, no, it's worse. They're in a different order in the two places as well. So Chapter Master is 40
points.
And 40.
That's right.
Chaplain is 25 when he becomes a Master of Sanctity.
That is
35 on the back. There we go. So straight away that one. Tech
so
runes 20.
They're different points in different places for the upgrades.
In the same book. They're cheaper at the front. So what they've probably done is gone, these are the points. Then they've updated the final points in the back of the book and left the other reference here. Cool.
Okay, good start. Good
so
start.
This
well
is
going
to need an FAQ later.
That is.
But otherwise, I do like the fact that if you're just looking at chapter command, you can just go, right, I'm going to use that one because that's only 20 points. Make a note of it. It'll be wrong, but yeah, it's at least it's there for you to then as you're kind of planning. If you were sitting there with a book.
Well done to Will on proofreading that. That's excellent work there in the chat. Thank you so much. He's like, I'm also dyslexic, so of all the people to pick that up, probably shouldn't have been him. And then there's, so Magos Sockbert, Majos Sockbert, in the chat, he said the narrative is bad. There are no unit entries, which I think is fucked. Is that true? There are two sentences on the Void Dragon, and he's a critical new narrative player. Is it true that there aren't unit entries? So like ATV, and it like describes what an ATV is.
There is not, no. So from what I can see, instead of that, we now have loads of pictures of successor chapters instead.
And so no unit entries?
No, nothing for units. So none of that kind of hyperbolic, this is the most killy thing on the planet.
I like those entries, man. I like those.
It had a charm, my jam.
Right?
And it's normally a nice piece of artwork. Instead, now it's just an entry with a photo of them, and that's it.
But where's the story then?
The story? Yeah. I don't think there is a story anymore, Rob. But I've got to be honest.
Maybe it is. I'll go look at it later. To be fair, I think the Marine book is pretty good from a lore cool stuff POV, says Kodawichi in the chat. Okay, cool. Apparently they've missed the points on power swords for Primaris Lieutenant as well. Is it true that the app, all of the rules don't open up all the time and not everything's on there?
I kept finding I'd clicked Codex Space Marines and it just wouldn't acknowledge that I was clicking it. So it's not great.
Okay.
To the point where I went, right, I'll get the book out then. And I had to walk to the other side of the room, take it off the shelf. Such an inconvenience.
Okay. So it's been a bit of a mixed bag so far release. They've kind of got it okay.
Yeah, it's the very bare minimum of that, and it's just I'm not gonna try to sugar it. It's there. It can be functional if you're lucky and it's opening, but I wouldn't rely on that as my only source of looking at rules.
Okay,
but if you're at an event and that's what you're relying on,
the books have got different information in on different pages.
Yeah. I'm at a loss now on where the points are. I'm just like, cool.
I'm at a loss as where to fucking read the rules. Goonhammer! To Goonhammer, everyone!
The poor Battle Scribe community guys are going to really struggle to figure out which are the right points now until there's an FAQ.
Oh my god. Anyway. Well, sweet. But I hope everyone's excited about their books. I was excited about reading the narrative. Yeah. There is some, though, right?
There is some, just less. So there isn't the unit ones, but there is a bit of a discussion, kind of a fluff piece in the middle, kind of about some characters by the looks of it. Oh, it's about Ultramar. Yeah, I'll skip that one. Kind of all the bits about all the successor chapters. So very much setting you up if you want to start a new army. The introduction about two pages about each of the chapters. So like Space Wolves have got two pages with a big picture as well. Because they need less words because Space Wolf players are basically destruction players, right?
Basically destruction players.
Yeah.
Like, not even
And then
smart.
It's got a couple of the Warzone bits in there. But it's not got that whole kind of... I haven't found the timeline bit. You know how they usually had, like, here's what's happened in the last 10,000 years, and then they give you this one nugget at the end going, and this thing could happen, but we're not going to touch it because we're scared.
I like that bit, though.
Yeah, but there's none of that.
It's all the mystery. It's all the, like... Yeah. Like the, it's like, do you know what it reminds me of? Those bits of story in the battle tomes or in the codexes. It reminds me of when you tell a dog that you've got a treat in your hand. Yeah? But you don't.
But which hand?
Yeah. And the dog None comes over and he's like, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? You're like, nothing. And he's like, yes! Oh, that's the same.
There is a nice big map of the Astartes and where they're all fighting with war zones and stuff. And I like that because it feels very warlike rather than this whole...
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Probably even better than a timeline, to be honest.
I would like this as a poster.
So a war zone where all of the different factions... Wouldn't you like to see at least the, you know, the iconography? Wouldn't you like to see, like, Ultramarines are fighting here versus who they're against? You know, some, like, little symbols. That would look cool at AS,
That's what they've got. So, like, Nocturne is near the Prior Nexus, and they're fighting with the Sky Sentinels and the Crimson Fists. Cool. So now I know that's what is going on around there. And, like, you can see in context... the rock is next to the maelstrom. Cool.
Yeah, no, I actually really
like
that.
It's nice to give context. And that's, I think, what was missing, that it was a little bit too open, perhaps, that you'd be like, cool, my guys are wherever I feel like they can go, which it's nice to have freedom, but sometimes it's nice to have guidance as well.
Like Monica says in Friends, rules make the fun. That's just always something I've believed. Yeah, rules make it fun.
Well, it gives us a framework to start with, right?
So that's cool. So can you tell me where Salamander's fighting? Because I'm like...
Salamander's Nocturne is one of the planets circling around the Pariah Nexus, which is where the whole Silent King appearing
situation
thing
is. Yeah.
Which there's a little paragraph about. Which is cool. And that whole new Crusade book is completely centered around it as well. So that's got some narrative for there. So I think ironically, if you want narrative, they're putting it in every book in bits.
Yeah, I would, you know what I would be really excited about? Daniel Danieri, know what is going on around the galaxy from the Imperium point of view. Nice to get a bit of more detail than it's all just shit. Now it's specifically shit here. That's a good point. I'd also like to reinforce the idea that I actually really like this because this is obviously written from the Imperium's point of view.
I wonder
if we saw the Necron version of it, maybe someone's got a copy in their hand, they could let us know if on their map whether the war zones are also written from the Imperial view or if they're written from the Necron view, which would be super cool.
That'd be a big change because currently, like previously, all of the narrative in the books was written from an Imperial bias intentionally, so there was a flawed bias to it, which has its charm, but it gets a bit boring after a while, right?
I think they should prefix it. Listen, how fucking excited would I be? Yeah, reading the orc version of this, like Warzone here, stupid yellow humans. No, stupid
exactly.
Yellow humans. It
would be such charm, wouldn't it? It'd be great. In fact, if that doesn't happen, Rob, I'm going to do my own version of it and just get crayons on top of my book and then scan it in. Go, here
yeah,
you go,
perfect.
Guys, I fixed it.
Yeah. Stufflin, hello, got Robin Scriver on the widescreen living room. Family not as impressed as me. Typing a remote, it isn't easy. Hello to Stufflin's family. Hello.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks. Welcome to the show. We'll swear less, which
yes.
Would be good. Necromap is...
that word.
Yeah. Necromap is neutral language. Here is Overlord Rob doing Y thing. Ah, oh, boo.
But that feels very necrony because they're not emotional at all. They're just space skeletons that just want to have flesh again.
They've got some more story to that. There is some like dynastic.
I'm sure they do.
They do. They're kings. They're kings.
They're pharaohs because they now have that keyword.
They're a bit like the Minbari. Not Minbari. That's the wrong one. Oh, damn it. Not them.
Not Narn. Because they're the warlike ones.
Come on. Londo Malari is part of the Centauri Empire. Yes.
The Centauri, yeah.
That's what they're like. They're like
Londo
space.
Was hilarious.
They're orc. No, they're undead Centauri is what they are, which makes it way cooler. Like,
now I like them. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, see? See, just get that in your head. Just get them being like a bit ostentatious and a bit like over OTT. Just have them like.
So this guy needs a frill on his hair now. He needs like a hair frill.
Yeah, or just like waving or handkerchiefs. Handkerchiefs will work really well.
Handkerchiefs. Yeah.
Jog PLC, orcs are the main protagonists of 40k. That is true. And Kodoichi says, orc per. Point of view would be everything is great and fantastic, which would be true.
Exactly.
Warzone here, great. Warzone here, also great. Warzone here, best great.
Even better great. There's many.
Custodians versus Marines short story was chef's kiss because both sides were both justified and unjustified. Yes, that's definitely true. Okay, so new books are out, which is exciting for everyone, and whether or not the quality of those books is particularly high, it seems like medium. They're integrated into the app is obviously terrible, with the app being terrible, and the thing that really bothers me is the fact that I can't just pick up a copy on iTunes. I actually, John, haven't bought either, because I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sat here like, I don't know what to do.
What are you going
to
do?
Am I going to go buy the fucking book? I don't want the book. Like... Is it okay that I'm hoping that they change their mind?
That's the thing. It's like, I don't think they're going to. It just feels like they've cut out one entire revenue stream just to spite the potential threat of people pirating it or sidestepping Apple and Android's like their payment piece to it. I'm like, I don't get it. I can see like some, it feels like a middle manager's gone, let's get rid of that because then that'll fix this. And that's the entire conversation.
The app doesn't exist on iPad, only iPhone. What the fuck? Is that true?
I don't know. I don't have an iPad anymore. Oh, wow. That's thing is, if you're going to have an app, you'd want it on things like an iPad so you can read things bigger.
Oh, I'm not buying the book. Fuck them. Fuck them. They've taken away the way that I purchase books. So fuck them. If I find out the rules in another way, that's their fault, not my fault. End of. You know. So, that's right. I'm a freebooter now. I'm an orc freebooter living my best life. Yeah? Welcome to the Freebooter channel. I'm sure that's actually a podcast, so I won't do that. or buy it and start a T-Sports Network library. We could do that, actually. That would be really good. Yeah. For the arena, we could have...
Yeah, because then they're there if you need to reference them. Yeah, that makes some sense.
That does make some sense, I guess. Right. We need some shelves.
Do you want to hear a positive of the rule book?
Please do. I'd like to hear it.
So, there is a section after all the fluffy, lovely stuff and the nice pictures. It's called The Rules, and it has a thing kind of saying, here's where all your rules are. What they've done is they've color-coded each of the sections, as you can see on the screen, if podcast listeners, I'm just showing the book. Basically, it's got Battleforge rules, and then it goes through all your detachment stuff, including the Battleforge bit that used to be just on its own behind all the data sheets, the Chapter Command stuff, which is all the Master Sanctity, Master of the Forge, all that jazz, and stratagems are all just grouped there. So stuff that you'd need potentially to refer to for a specific purpose. Then all the army traits, which is now a blue-coloured sidebar. So in all the pages, let me find the page that shows a good example. They've put along the edge, where it'd have like the description of it, it's got a colour-coded thing saying like army rules. So you know which section you're in. So that's a step forward, because it used to just be you had to flick and just vaguely remember or actually have the number written down. And then that it's got things like the rules reference at the back. It's got a glossary, which I think is really quite useful. So like the rare rules interaction thing that's in the main rule book, it's got things like reference, Angels of Death, and it says what Angels of Death is. Simple as. Combat doctrines, it lists all of that. It's all those bits that if they wrote it on every data sheet, you've got a page just for a data sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Positive.
So universal special rules is what you mean.
Yeah, they've actually just bunged that into a thing and a glossary with things like what a litany is.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. That's good. And the layout apparently is very similar to AOS Battletomes. My question is, and this is the most important question I could possibly ask about the new codexes, is, for no reason at all, the Crusade, which is just Path to Glory for 40k, in between the rule sections? Not is it included in the rule sections, is it between the battle traits, which I care about, and the artifacts and other stuff which I care about? Is it in between, or is it in a separate place?
Right, so because it's actually part of the rules, Rob, which I know isn't something for you, so before data sheets, between data sheets and the army rules, you have match play rules, which is the objectives, the secondaries, and then five pages of Crusade after that. So they are just between. But if you're playing Crusade, that's where you'd want it to be, Rob. That's the point.
Why? Why couldn't you just have it just before those other rules and have that after?
Because it's the last bit of the rules before you get data sheets. That's it. So it makes some logical sense.
None. Zero. Just don't agree with you at all. Warhammer, Rob.
It's because you're not playing Crusade.
Yeah, and that's the point. Why not design the rules for match play here and then Crusade just before it? And you go, I'm going to play Crusade and then I'll read the match play rules. Instead of just going, I'll read some of the match play rules. Now I have to skip Crusade in my physical book to the rest of the match play rules.
No. It's literally all the rules, then Crusade, then the data sheets. So it's all the match play rules, then Crusade, then the data sheets.
So confirming what I said exactly, that I don't want... Okay, all right, no, don't worry.
But it's not in the way of stuff. It's just there. Okay. Otherwise, if they put it right at the back of the book, it's not helpful for the Crusade players.
It is! I don't know. Just go there, you lazy shits!
You can't skip your five pages.
I fucking love it, though. It's my favourite bit.
You can't have an opinion. You didn't buy the book, Rob.
it's my favourite bit. It's my favourite bit. And even to see my battle term, like battle traits, and I'm like... Fucking, and then I see a battle plan. And first time I look at it, and I think, move on. like, but I'm sure that they're fun for some people. Wow. Yeah. It's okay. I've got some good news, though, because the other good big news is today is obviously the Gargant's Battle Tome has gone pre-order, which means Man Who Read Book has read book. We've got to find out all the rules, which is really exciting. They are truly underwhelming, which is great. And then, not great, it's fine. They're fine. They're like Sylvaneth, Beast of Chaos, punchy. So that's fine. Like, I think Sylvaneth could beat him, but that's okay. Like, and then, but no Path to Glory. No Path to Glory, which is very important.
Path to Glory wouldn't work for them. Because it'd be like, here, take this one character and up to three units. That's an army.
Huh?
So Path to Glory works on, here's a character plus three units. It's that vague. If you did that with Gargants, that's an army. That's 2,000 points. Brilliant. You'd actually have probably four times the points.
Yeah, so... but I'm very excited about reading the actual story for Sons of Behemoth. I'm at least excited about reading the story. If for no other reason than I have some large-ish models, so the idea of creating my own Gargant out of models that I own is a very fun idea. I think that would be really, really fun. Kitley, at least Crusade rules won't be in the app. Oh my god, agreed. Absolutely excellent point. Thank you. Zydeguy, Dear Games Workshop, thank you. Please keep releasing books with these issues. I love Rob's new books reaction streams. I'm super confident. I like the Gargant's rules, says Donald Dino. I also like the Gargant's rules as well. They're so 2017 as a book. Like, you know, we've seen some new stuff. John, they've got no, one of the main issues was survivability. They've got no answer to survivability. They do have run and charge, so that does make at least the very expensive 15-year-old kits better. It doesn't make the £120 new kits better. We found out, and this is sad news for everyone around the world, specifically New Zealand and Australia, that Games Workshop have given them a giant dicking on the price. Like outrageous prices for those guys, and I feel super sorry for them. Super sorry for them. And they surely have got to understand it's going to piss people off. They're just going to be genuinely annoyed. Hold on. Look, Donadino's pointed out that some of the Gargants do have a 6 plus DPR with an artifact or trait, so you could do.
Why don't they have that anyway? To me, if I was building a Gargant army, as a design, I'd be like, cool, let's give them a 6 up feel no pain just to show that they're big hunks of flesh that aren't going to be taken down easily. But no, it doesn't seem like they've decided that way. All the big things in 40k always have some sort of rule to reflect that. But no.
But they can't. Listen, you get to shout timber 3 times. Listen, that's my tagline. You get to shout timber 3 times every match, and it's brilliant. If you take 3. But
you have to,
the current conversation is, John, that actually taking 3 is not good. You want to take 3 and loads of the little fellas.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. Yeah. So you do get to shout timber, maybe. Do you shout timber on the little fellas? I think so.
No, your opponent would, I think, shout it. So what you need to do is when you're at if you're at an event, you need to give each of your opponents a lumberjack shirt just for that moment.
It's an army for me. I would love that. I'd love that vibe. Just get real.
Here's your timber shirt.
Have you ever watched? There's Ice Road Truckers. There's one for people who chop down trees. I can't remember lumberjacks or something. There's one on the History Channel. You should watch it. My favorite scene in that is there's a guy, he's got no front teeth, right? He fells a tree and he walks across it, across a ravine, no safety harness. If he falls, he's dead. Yeah. And he slings his chainsaw, that's not what it's called, chainsaw, straight over his shoulder.
Chainsword.
he slings it over his shoulder, looks directly into camera, and he goes, if I wasn't doing this, he says, chopping down trees in my blood. He's like, if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be a brain surgeon. With all of the confidence of people who are going to play Gargants at events. That's the confidence he has. Just so much. On Mega Gargants, you can shout timber with 3s, but only 1 on regular Gargants. Oh, 3 R's. Timber! And then on little Gargants, it's just timber, which is sad. So there's some other problems with Games Workshop's pricing is they've announced some other is $320 Australian for a single Mega Gargant, which I think in money, I don't know if what that is. That's £195 in New Zealand to buy a Mega Gargant.
So that's a £75 markup.
Yeah, 75%. So it's a £75 markup for our New Zealand brothers. And then in America, it's in America, it's £154 plus tax, which I don't know what that means. Like, fucking Americans. This is why you're all, like, super uneducated. Like, add your tax on. Like, stop telling me plus tax. I don't know what your fucking tax is. you fucking backwards hillbillies. Like, just...
Oh, no.
Anyway. and also, Art of War, 40k down under. Yes! What up, Diff? Also, apparently, in New Zealand, there's a bit of an issue with some of the pricing for Necron Warriors as well, because a box of Necron Warriors is like $120. However, the start collecting box is $95 in either New Zealand or Australia. Yeah. So you actually get... and in that, you get the 10-watt Necron Warriors and more stuff. So it behoves you just to buy the start collecting box again and again,
yeah,
which is cool. Like,
or any of the
cheaper
starter sets.
Huh?
Or any of the starter sets and sell the Space Marine half. Because they've all got Necron Warriors in them.
That's true. Also, Mandolis in the chat says they dropped the price on Man Crushers on the Australian web store by $60 an hour after they went up initially, which meant all the indie independent retailers had them up for the original price.
Mm.
So the Games Workshop Direct was selling them cheaper than the independent stores because they got given a higher price point for them Gargants, which is what are you selling the Mega Gargants at your shop, or are you not selling them?
We're not getting any in, but they're 120.
Oh, okay.
The little Gargants are a funny one as well, because just before, what was the stupid book, the Psychic Awakening equivalent that came, Malign Portents, when that dropped, they did loads of random boxes of armies that were just stuff that wasn't selling. So they had like a Nighthaunt one, which was the cavalry that no one ever uses. They did a box set of two Gargants, and that was £55 at the time, which everyone went, oh, that's great value. So everyone was expecting it to stay at that price. So when they've done this new reboxing, it's upset a lot of people as well, because a lot of the third-party companies were using that pricing for their pre-orders, assuming that was what it was going to be in advance as well.
Okay. All right.
Which
well,
is just funny. It's very, very Games Workshop, isn't it? This was a special box, so we're just going to not do that pricing. We're going to almost double it.
And then also there's some other stuff going on in here. Our hillbilly in the chat, Joe Cryer, said sales tax varies between by city between 6% and 10%. Then why would you say tax? Like, fuck, like... Oh my god. 350 million fucking idiots is what we're dealing with right now.
Dollaroos.
Yeah, can confirm some Americans have a backwards tax system. Listen, Nikki DeWilliams, you're allowed. You're safe.
Mm.
Right, so logistics costs. They have to use giant ships. That's a good point. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
They get less on a pallet. They only get like several hundred thousand pounds worth of stuff on one pallet instead.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that at least you can get the army book digitally. Honestly, as this is going on, all these releases are like making me just fucking cry laugh. Everything's like, it sounds shitty, but I'm actually really excited. I'm excited for the Gargants, yeah, whether or not they're a shit mid-tier army. And like, again, if they're a shit mid-tier army, that's just the facts. If you just tell your mate and be like, do you want to play a game? Be like, yeah, be like, I'm going to bring a shit mid-tier army. Be like, cool, I will too. It's
exactly.
Super easy. Like, that's the Age of Sigmar. Like, that's how Age of Sigmar started. Like, no points. Just work it out with your mate. And while that was a terrible that was a terrible idea, that philosophy has continued on.
Yes.
Like, you and your mate are playing, just be like, cool, I'll pare myself down and just make it a bit more fun.
So it's the social contract bit that I think 40k quite often struggles on, where people go, I'm going to bring a fluffy list, and it's like, but you're not. You've brought your Space Marines.
Yeah,
it may be narratively correct, but no.
Tywin says we have a weird tax system because of the English people. You overcharge for tea one time and it fucks it off, us up for 100 years. Tywin, I'm sorry. I apologize. Owen asks, will have all the rules for the Sons of Behemoth change your mind? Not at all. Not at all. They're like, it's reinforced everything I felt about them.
Galvanized me.
I think it's one of the laziest battle tomes I've actually got my eyes on rules wise so far. Like, I think
it stings more as well because we've waited since they announced them at the beginning of the year. It's made the anticipation kind of higher because everyone's just like, oh, I'm sure it's going to be good. The longer you sit there thinking about it, the more you're hopeful, I suppose.
I just think it's super lazy. Like, and I really, really do. And actually, as time has gone on, I've really thought the model direction is super lazy as well. Like, Jonathan the other day was like, what about the lady gargant with just big titties? And I was like, fuck yeah. Oh my god, that reminds me, because I have to tell you about this. Like, to flip reverse it, I was playing Baldur's Gate last night, right? I knocked on a door. Knock, 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 knock. Yeah? And it was like, and some text came up, and it was like, go away, we're busy. Go away, we're busy. And I was like, and it was like some options, like leave or like push the doors open. I was like, I'm going to push the doors open. I pushed the doors open, and do you want to know what was inside, John? There was an orc. Do you know what the orc was doing? He was fucking a lady ogre. Yeah? He was fucking a lady ogre. And then they got pissed at me that I stopped them having sex, and they fought me. Yeah? And I was like, this is some awesome fantasy, because, of course, an orc would probably try and fuck a lady ogre or something. I was like, but I was so like in my Age of Sigmar Games Workshop brain still. I was like, wow, it's a bit strong. And I was like, no. It's fucking brilliant. It's brilliant. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. Also, I couldn't recommend that game more. For the price of less than 2 Man Crusher Gargants, you'll have one of the best games of your life, in my opinion. Anyway. Fluff and Dick Punching are not mutually exclusive. We need a third term that specifies both a narrative and shit. Like, I bought a dispossessed list. Anyway, it was a great scene. I hope that didn't spoil it for you, but when you find it, if you find that barn, push in all the way.
So this is Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3, yeah. Someone bought it me for my birthday, which is nice.
So your birthday's coming up. How old are you going to be, Rob?
29.
How old are you going to be? 29. That's a lie. That's not very honest wargaming.
That'll do, though. 29's fine. Anyway, right, so new books out, new Gargants out, which is cool, at least for the story. And they're still, I guess, okay models, but I want Big Titty Lady Gargant now. I want that forever. And then, what else? And books, and that's it. That's it. Everything is
a chaplain
fun.
On a bike.
And a chaplain on a bike. Is he good?
I think he is. But also, I've ruined it by putting loads of Dark Angel rubbish on it.
Oh, really?
So that's what I do. I put like banners on the backs to make them Ravenwing because it's narrative.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say yes.
Rob's just like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Your hobby.
Just say you're half a 69. That's how old I am, John. Half a 69. That's not even true.
No, you're actually 30 off. Are you going to be 30 off 69?
No, not yet. Not
31?
Yet.
31? 32
one day.
Off?
Tell you what, that's going to be a great day, my birthday. Anyway, not no, the 69th birthday. Why the fuck can't I have a Khan on a bike yet? Games Workshop, get your act together. I think that's fine. Right, so has anyone got any questions about the releases for the weekend? I'm in a tough spot. Not sure what to do about the books. Excited about picking up the Gargants, though, but I will be buying the electronic version for. And also, Age of Sigmar listeners, we're totally getting fucked as well. There's no way we're not being allowed to buy the.
They've got it in the app, haven't they?
Yeah, the app's better because it's got all the it's got all the book in the app. The app's way better, so hopefully that stays. But I think you buy the book in the app, so they skip.
It's an in-app purchase in there. So at the moment, they're probably hating that because they're having to give Apple like 30% or something stupid for using their surface of an app store.
I guess but it's so currently you can buy the digital books in the app. It's if for the next version of Age of Sigmar they destroy it all and break it. Also,
which is likely. Which is likely.
So, there's a rule that we saw for the Mega Gargants where they can kick an objective 2d6 inches, which was the much rumored rule that we saw there. But there are some specific things. They need to have already captured the objective. They need to be within an inch of an objective. There can't be another model within an inch of an objective. They can kick it 2d6, but specifically could kick it 3d6 if you take a something. And but then when you kick it, it can't end up within an inch of either another model or other scenery. So, like, there are some strategies around that.
There's not that many places that could go in the middle of a big game, potentially.
Yeah, like, you could maybe kick it somewhere. There are some specific rules that are really important in that one model can't control more than one objective. One unit can, because models on objectives count, if that makes sense. But yeah. One model can't. So you would think it would be cool to kick an objective near another objective and then have your Gargants fight over both at the same time, but then you wouldn't be able to do that. So
you could only hold one of them. So you'd need something else standing next to them, like
another
Gargant.
You probably take the Mancrusher Gargants. And then to force us onto the Azir app, they'd have to actually do some work on Azir, says Yes Meatballs. That's true. Going to be getting at least one Mega Gargant to be in with It's the Mancrushers That Are Going to Hurt, says Tim's Wheelbarrow. Can we also talk about that? Because that's actually one of the other structural issues that's a bit of an issue. With the Mega Gargants, you can take them in units of single ones, John, and they count as battle line. Or you can take them in units of three. But for the first time, can you hold one and contest another? No, Diff. You can't hold one and contest the other. What was I saying? They now sell them in boxes of two.
Yep.
Which is standard. Weird. I guess so. Like, I don't know, because that's either two individual ones, but it isn't a unit of three. And almost always, Agency of My Units are sold as a box for this many points. You get three of these, that's a unit.
Yeah. It feels like the old Games Workshop route of, here you go, here's the very bare minimum of something. If you want to do the max size thing, you've got to not buy two, but buy three of the box and have one left over.
But I mean, that's not bad. You can do a three and a... If you're taking six, I think a lot of people are talking about taking six at the minute. You're just buying three boxes, so that's okay. There's also a brand new... They've been reboxed, right? And there's a massive new markup on them.
Yes. And the other option is to not buy the Games Workshop ones. And Mears Miniatures have got half price on their giant range at the moment, which is really convenient.
There are
not sure
of giants.
That's coincidental, isn't it? Completely.
Yeah, 50% off giants at Mears is pretty nice. And I'm sure there are some other people as well who are doing something. Someone else did. Oh, didn't what's your face put one out?
Punga?
No. They make the fantasy game.
Mantic.
Yeah,
they've got a giant as well. Yeah. He's not bad. He's not a bad looking dude. He looks more like the old school kind of giant that's just a big dude with a beard that you had in Warhammer Fantasy's 5th or 6th edition. Kind of looks more of that sort of old school look.
Well, there's been a question in the chat which hasn't been clarified, because I don't think it's actually clarified on the rule. Great point, Jog PLC. Can you kick an objective off the board? Answer is yes, because currently it hasn't been specified that you can't. But most importantly, Owen has replied with, you could kick it to where all your dead models are, which is also really important. But don't forget, you probably are only going to kick it turn one, because after that, all your models will be dead. So
plus, it's 2d6, and you're probably going to roll below average, because
at this point, at this point, even though I think that they're like okay, medium, not medium, low medium, like I'm going in all in on that they're fucking awful. Like that's where I'm
so
putting.
So, how many rounds do you think you'd win in an event with them if you're working your brain off? Do you think there are three and two?
Three and two is brave.
Yeah.
It depends on matchups. Like it depends on the tournament. If it's like a dick kicking tournament and everyone's there to win, one and four. But like if it's a normal tournament where you're there to like, and there's like the fucking guy over there with like, well, with 15 cockatrices, you're screwed. but yeah, if you're like at a normal tournament where there's all sorts of lads having a laugh, and ladies having a laugh, doing what the fuck they want, two and three, three and two, yeah, because you're going to come up against like some like whatevers, and you'll have a great time.
But as an army project, that's a lot less intense to worry about building and painting, right? To some extent. If you want an easy army to go right,
why don't you just do Stonehorns, though? They're so much cooler. Yeah. Like, bloody Gorkings on Terrorgeist is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's cheaper, and you could just eat everything. Just like Mega Gargant, you just like eat his face. You'd be like, I'm the Mega Gargant now, bitch. Just like fucking one eye him. Yeah.
So what you could do is get Mega Gargants and put wings on them and just use them as vampire lords on zombie dragons. Just put a little grot on their shoulder. There you go. Much cooler. Use the cool rules, but a nice figure.
So the chat seems to be generally in agreement with me. Donald Dean says 3-2 is easy in normal tournament, he thinks. And Colonel Cabbage has said 2-3 and 3-2 on a good day and vice versa. So I think that's that's it. I guess the real question is how many objectives have you kicked? I guess maybe.
You'd want to have a personal tally for that, right? It'd be your kind of, it doesn't matter how many I've won or lost. I just want to know how many of them I've done and what is in my pants.
Yeah. And also Jog PLC has put 2,000 points of Stonehorns and Morfang is about the same money price as one Mega Gargant and a barrel of laughs to play as well. And then also you've got, they're fun. And if you think Flesh Eater Courts attacking twice is fun, like you can just do that. And that's about the same price. And that's pretty wild.
And that's Start Collectings as well to do them. You can build that army from Start Collecting as well. So it's a cheap way to get other bits in addition.
Yeah, man. It's like Baller AF. Baller AF. Anyway, listen, if you're collecting it, I've said this show now. I don't like being the Grinch, but someone's got to tell you the fucking truth. Yeah, and bring you back down to reality, because there's going to be some poor kid, Ricky Bobby, that's his name. He's like, oh, he's really good. And he's getting his dick slapped all day. He's like, what's going on? I've kicked the objective.
Do you know what I'm quite excited to see? Yeah, so all these people doing these kind of AdMech-y Cities of Sigmar steampunk armies, when they ally one in, because they're obviously not thinking about the competitive nature with their steampunky armies, but they'll use like an Imperial Knight to make it, right? So they'll have like a giant robot instead. It could be quite fun.
Yeah. I would like to see one who's like fucking more armored. Like, massive plate armor. Like a behemoth, just like covered in like ornate plate and just like punching. Like, that's what I want to see.
I think we're going to see a lot of people doing that themselves. So, like, if someone's got Auric War Clans, they're going to want them maybe to match a little bit in with their Iron Jewels. So then maybe they'll do it themselves. So I think we're going to see a lot more cool stuff come out of them from the community rather than it being the kit flexibility.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Which is always the cool thing.
Yeah. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet. Super sweet. Super sweet. Okay. I'm fed up talking about it now. But whatever. We'll do the review show on Monday. Nathan could be like, no, they're great. And I'm like, okay, Nathan. Although Nathan right now is smashing people with Gits at a tournament. He's just done 24 mortal wounds in one turn with the Spornado. If you don't know what the Spornado is, it's a spell on the Madcap. No, it's not on the Madcap. It's on the Fungoid Cave Shaman. It does D3 mortal wounds to every unit within D6 inches. However, Nathan has got that bad boy on top of a Balewind, doing his best croak impression, and then doing it through an Umbral spell portal. So it's got 18 inches from the Balewind base, and then it's measuring from the other spell portal. He's measuring D6 plus 6 inches, every unit within range is taking D3 mortal wounds. It truly is stacking, like polishing a turd. To the sheeniest it's ever been. Yeah.
That's big brain thinking from a grot.
It's big. It's big. It's so 2018 as well, but it's such a cool move. And he's just there like, I really want him to play Croak. And I want the Funkoid and Croak on their Balewinds eyeballing each other, just casting spells. Oh, that'd be so good.
Just pointing at each other, doing that whole kind of Invasion of the Body Snatcher scream.
All right, well, it's been amazing. A pleasure talking to you today, John.
It's been my pleasure.
Keep letting
It's been giving me a break from reading.
Huh?
Giving me a nice break from reading.
Nathan just yelling, it's big brain time. That's what it is. Big brain time! I hope you guys, like today has just been like all the news, and there's tons of it, obviously, to come out. And, you know, obviously always take everything I say about like the Gargants, for instance, with a pinch of salt. That's my feelings on what I've seen so far. You know, like, doesn't have to be right. It's just how I feel about it. Like, that's my review. If you don't agree, it's fine. Then you could be just as right as I am, because neither of us fucking know the answer right now, so that's fine. If you've enjoyed today, thanks for joining us. Please do join us again tomorrow, where we should be having our first gang party on Baldur's Gate for an hour or two. Very excited about that. Very excited about that. That's just on a Sunday. We normally play the games, but we'll see you guys for that. And then join us for next week. I think we'll be reviewing Mega Gargants Monday. And then we've got loads of other stuff. Necrons on Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Yeah, Thursday, Necrons. It'll be interesting, because that book is interesting. I think there's a lot of it that people haven't really kind of gotten their head around yet. So it'd be nice to get your take on it, at least.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm excited to read it, honestly. Thank you to everyone who joined us. Thank you to everyone on Patreon. Thanks to everyone who joined us live. Thank you to everyone on the podcast. Don't forget, if you are a podcast listener and you have been for a long time, in the show notes, you'll find a link to be able to get yourself your own Hydro Homie water bottle. That's right. Who doesn't want to get themselves an Honest Wargamer water bottle? Big love to everyone in the chat. Gitly, Intern, Matt, Gregorius, Champ, Faces and Bases. Great to see Donaldinho in the chat as well. Love that. Ty winning. He's given me the quote for the stream, which is, that's my review of everything. Fuck off.